What does the Bible say about fornication? Merriam-Webster.com defines fornication as follows. Consensual sexual intercourse between two persons not married to each other. Thus, fornication would include premarital relations, homosexuality, despite recent attempts to change the definition of marriage, adultery, and bestiality, commission of the act upon an animal, as well as rape upon the part of the assailant. Fornication does not occur when the scripturally married couple consummates their marriage in a one-flesh union, Genesis 2:24, Mark 10:8. This union is good and acceptable and ordained by God, Hebrews 13:4. A newly married couple should not be ashamed of the pleasures of marriage. But sadly, our world full of sin has taken sexual intimacy out of its proper context and has stated that it is acceptable virtually anywhere. Long gone are the days when people blushed at this sin. Compare today's times with the days of Jeremiah, and you will see that this has been going on for ages. Jeremiah 6:15. One must wonder when eventually our evil, tolerant, hedonistic society will even begin to accept things like bestiality and incest and rape. Only time will tell. The Bible, though, is clear in its condemnation of fornication. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, clearly evident, which are these: adultery, fornication, and then he goes down the list. And such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21. One must take extreme precautions to avoid this sin. God designed us to be sexually attracted to the opposite sex, but he regulated this to only be fulfilled within the confines of marriage. Because of our tendency to have such strong physical attractions, we must be extremely careful to guard against sexual temptation. Not only does the Lord condemn the act of adultery, but the lust that leads up to the act. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Matthew 5:28. The Bible is also clear that we must flee from any such opportunity that arises. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have heard of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify your God in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. You might also look at 2 Timothy 2:22, 1 Peter 2:11, and Genesis 39:12, where Joseph fled an opportunity for fornication with Potiphar's wife. In the very next chapter, that is 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul warned the Corinthians that even though marriage was difficult during the current distress mentioned in that chapter, a strong persecution, it would still be much better for the Corinthians to marry rather than to continue to burn in their lust. 1 Corinthians 7:9. Paul was warning of the dire spiritual consequences of committing fornication, thus pointing toward the only acceptable outlet for sexual desires, marriage. Again, look at Hebrews 13:4 and compare that with 1 Corinthians 7:2. Again, the Bible is very clear that fornicators will be punished. Besides Galatians 5:19-21, we can read the same thing in 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, Revelation 21:8, and Romans 1:18-32. How many people, including Christians, like to play with fire regarding fornication? Sometimes they want to get as close as they can without actually committing the act, but eventually they end up committing it. Why? Because, as Solomon pointed out, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? Proverbs 6:27-28. The answer to this rhetorical question is obvious, and so is the impending judgment. So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent. Proverbs 6:29.
I'm Chase Green with the Beacon Church of Christ, and this has been Something to Think About.